And now the game where people who've done a lot of great things do something else. Kurt Elling is often called the greatest male jazz singer alive, but for many years he was the Susan Lucci of jazz. He'd be nominated for a Grammy every year, and then he would not win a Grammy every year. Another point of comparison to Ms. Lucci, the man rocks a formal gown. He got his first Grammy last year. He's also a favorite to win his second this year for his latest record, The Gate. We are so pleased to welcome Chicago's own Kurt Elling. Kurt, great to have you here.
Thank you.
So did you develop this desire to sing jazz early? Was this something that you did as a kid?
No, not until late adolescence, we would call it, I guess, scientifically.
Right.
God, that's when I took up smoking.
Some people call it that.
Yeah. But that wasn't where you were going, weren't you?
No,
you had
my father was a Kapellmeister or a church musician. So I took that from him and a lot of sort of the craft of music. And then I got turned on to jazz. And then when I came back here to go to the University of Chicago for Divinity School, which is another whole left turn, I was sitting in clubs at night.
Right.
And I'd come out of nowhere and do my little thing. And all these cats would just, hey, you sound great, and what's your name, and come back next week. And these old cats would put their arms around my shoulder and say, you're with us. Over and over again, this happened to me in Chicago. It happened to me in Minneapolis. It happened to me in New York. These beautiful, established artists would really surround me and remind me and pull me in. Never happened to me in Divinity School.
Really? Strangely.
Never one. Oh, young man, you're with us. Come over here.
No.
You know, never happened.
So now you've been recording jazz for a while. You've been, God knows how many records, a first Grammy Award last year, another nomination this year. Top of the game. One of the things you're known for is your ability to scat. You're good at.
Some people think.
Can you like talk in scat? Can you like, if I were to ask you a question now, you could answer in scat?
If you need me to.
Oh,
but it
go.
Won't be
so,
coherent.
All right, well, here you go. So what do you think of the state of jazz in America?
Oh, well, oh, it sounds a little Danish.
It does. Yeah.
Quartiri.
Is that the secret? Yeah. Oh, my God.
It is the secret.
Is that all you guys have been doing, deciding what bar to go to after the gig in Danish?
Well, Clark Terry lived over there long enough that he figured out that's how you... Because he had a whole bit he does called mumble. So here's... And then I go to Denmark, and everybody understands me. They don't think I'm scatting at all. They just think I'm speaking.
So right.
Crazy.
Your latest album, The Gate, actually has some covers of some popular songs, Norwegian Wood by the Beatles and Steppin' Out by Joe Jackson.
Jazz is the ultimate syncretic art form.
Well, let's see. Because we want to help you. We want to help you to a wider audience. So here's a song, and we don't know if this is going to work. We want to see if you can do this in your style. This is a song by Kesha. Here's the original version. I'm just going to say, before anybody scoffs, this woman has made so much money, there's a dollar sign in her name, okay? So we wanted to see, we've given you the lyrics, and we wanted to see if you could actually do a Kurt Elling cover of that.
I could, but you know, when I scanned the lyrics,
yeah,
before having heard the throbbing, salacious, money-making beat that is so prominent in successful music these days, I scanned this, and it sounded like a tawdry Roberta Flack to me.
Is there any other kind of Roberta Flack? Seriously. But no, go on.
Tonight we're going hard, just like the world is ours, right?
Right.
We're tearing it apart, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. You know we're superstars. We are who we are.
Bravo, Kurt Elling, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, they like it. Next, we've got a little song called Friday we want to give. Never mind.
In jazz speak, is there a sort of Chicago jazz speak and New York jazz speak? And I'm thinking this is all jargon.
Stuff goes around, but it's definitely fairly regulated at this point.
All right, I'm going to do this.
Okay, say something in jazz.
Yeah, say something.
Say something
in jazz, please.
Well, dig. Wow. What about which would you have me parle?
I have no idea what you just said, but it sounded very cool. Well, Kurt Elling, we're delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Dude, first thing you need to do, get a drum machine.
So, you got... You got another Grammy nomination. Congrats. But seriously, if you're ever going to be in the part of the awards broadcast that people get to watch, you're going to have to get up into the pop category. So, we're going to ask you three questions about the other nominees this year. Get two right, you win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice in their voicemail. Carl, who is Kurt Elling playing for?
Kurt is playing for Tara McDonald of Boca Raton, Florida.
All right. Ready to
Tara,
play?
I need you to start rubbing your commemorative Newt Gingrich chia pet for luck.
All right. Here's your first question. Bruno Mars is up for Best Album, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Boyish Smile of the Year, you name it. How did Bruno Mars get his start in show business? Was it A, as a 9-year-old soloist for the group Up With People, B, as a 4-year-old Elvis Presley impersonator, or C, as a bear at Disneyland's Country Bear Jamboree attraction?
I'm going to go with the Elvis impersonator.
You're going to go with the Elvis
impersonator? Because I have routinely seen his photo and said, that is so Elvis, with the cocked head and the T-shirt with the rolled-up thing and the...
You're right. He's got to start as... He grew up in Honolulu. His father played a band for tourists. They did all the standards. It was a novelty act, and they had him come out as a 4-year-old and sing like Elvis, and he was filmed in the 1992 movie Honeymoon in Vegas. Here's Bruno Mars at the age of 4.
At a certain point, you're going to want to walk away from something like that.
No. You're going to want to move on.
You are.
Next question, the British singer Adele, of course, we all know, up for a bunch of Grammys, favored to win. But her brief career has not been without controversy. Who claimed that they were old royalties from her hit songs? Was it A, her ex-boyfriend, because he broke her heart and thus inspired her songs? B, the band The Deltones, who say she's profiting by people confusing her, Adele, with them, The Deltones. Or C, her sixth grade English teacher who helped her lose her Eliza Doolittle-like accent.
It's the boyfriend.
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, boyfriends are like that.
They are. You're right. That's amazing.
See, that chia pet is coming in handy.
Yeah, it is. You know that Adele sings songs about heartbreak. The guy who did break her heart said, you owe me some money. She told him to get lost. All right. You're doing really well here. You're doing really, really well. Your last question, indie band Bon Iver is up for Record of the Year as well. Band leader Justin Vernon says the idea for the band came to him when? A, when he was reading the Harry Potter books out loud to his kids and he started singing in his Dobby the House Elf voice. B, he said the vision for the band came to him while he was laid up with mononucleosis and watching Northern Exposure on TV. Or C, it started as a U2 tribute band and somebody said he was even, quote, Bonoer than Bono.
Doesn't Bon Iver mean good winter?
It might.
Think about Northern Exposure. No.
I was thinking about Northern Exposure and...
I mean, you already won.
And so. Mono as a combination.
Well, I mean, you're flat on your back.
Yeah.
And you're watching a show about a very cold, desolate place.
Okay, I'm going with Roxanne on this thing.
I think you're wise to do so. She's right and so are you. Yes, that's what happened. He was up in his cabin. He was watching Northern Exposure, and there was an episode of the show in which they came out, and they started wishing each other a Bon Iver, or Good Winter.
Oh, well, there you
and
go.
That's the name of the band, and it went from there. Carl, how did Kurt Elling do in our quiz?
Kurt, you had 3 correct answers, so you win for Tara McDonald.
Well done.
Hey, Tara.
Well done. Kurt Elling's latest record is The Gate. It's up for a Grammy this weekend. He's also won a Grammy for his fabulous record devoted to you. Kurt Elling, thank you so much for being with us. Kurt Elling, ladies and gentlemen.
You dig it. everything in life, everything you've seen, everywhere you've been thinking all of the time.